Heather Graham, as I live and breathe, it has been a long time since I've seen you and on a
Great to see
one-on-one.
you. Yeah.
I was thinking back, it was committed, I think, when it was here at
Really?
Sundance.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool. Well,
Well,
we're both
several.
still alive and doing well, so that's good.
Yeah, except I had hair then and now I don't.
Oh, you look
And
good. You're
Jesse
making the bald
Metcalf,
work for
what?
you. I feel like, you're like a Woody Harrelson bald,
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Jesse Metcalf, what a pleasure it is to meet you. I'm a huge fan. I
Oh, you
loved
as
you in
well.
Dallas.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
And now comes a wing and a prayer, produced by one of my best friends, Roma Downey, and it's an amazing, wonderful family film, and I think we need a lot of these days. And Heather, what brought you to the project?
Well, I was really excited because I had worked with Dennis Quaid before, and he requested to work with me again, which I think is very flattering since he has done so many amazing movies. And then I love the idea that it was a true story, and just the idea of, you think all hope is lost, and then at that last moment, just having hope and faith, and just sometimes how good things happen. It's great to watch a movie that's inspiring and happy and feel good. Like, so many movies are so depressing, and it's just great to have one that lifts you up.
And it really is. People that are scared to go to the theater because they don't know what they're going to get out of it for the evening. Jesse, you play Carrie in this. Tell me a little bit about his character and how you approach this role.
Well, I did a lot of research online about Carrie Sorensen. I never actually spoke to him or met him in person, unfortunately. I hope to do so at some point. But I really liked the emotional arc that was created within the script. I mean, just the script in general, really attracted me to this project. I thought it was really well written. I learned that he lost his father and stepfather both to plane crashes. So I kind of approached the character like he had some sort of survivor's guilt or remorse, and that he hadn't, fully dealt with that part of his life, those traumas. And that this was an opportunity to, exercise those demons. But at the same time, if he lost another person, that it might break him, So the stakes were very high for him.
Heather, is there more of a responsibility as an actor to play someone who's actually alive and breathing than, a character that was written by somebody?
Well, I guess there is a fear, you don't want the person to be unhappy with what you did, but I personally like it because it gives you more information. You can study them, you can talk to them, you can research them. I love doing that. And luckily she's very sweet. And when she saw the movie, she told me I did a great job, which was, you don't want that person to be like pissed off at you after they watch the movie. So I felt happy
Definitely
that
not.
she liked
Yeah.
it.
I would also imagine that shooting, in an airplane cockpit, even a mock one, is a claustrophobic feeling
It's
after
super
a while.
claustrophobic. I mean, we were just like squashed in there and just like looking at nothing, basically, like imagining all the stuff in our heads. And we were really happy to, I mean, look, we had a great time, but once we got off that set, we were happy.
Jesse, learning all the airplane lingo, was that a difficult thing to do?
Yes, it was. I mean, I had to just spit out this, aviation jargon. Like, I knew it like the back of my hand, which I didn't, So I had to research this stuff and kind of have a cursory knowledge of what I was talking about. I also had a great co-star that was running lines with me between scenes. So she was a huge help. I mean, these performances, they presented some challenges, definitely. Dennis and Heather stuck in this cockpit. I was in one set the entire time too, reading all my scenes on the phone with like our second AD, So, but yeah, I mean, that's what we do, right? As actors, we have to kind of make these unrealistic circumstances as realistic as possible.
I'm getting the wrap sign, so I just want to say, wow, what a great film. It's on Prime Video. And Heather, I just rewatched Bowfinger. It is one of my favorite movies
Oh
of
my
all
God.
time,
Yeah.
Oh,
It's a
I'm
great
so
movie. Love
grateful
your
to be in
performance.
that movie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was so fun.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.